It was really difficult. In some of the categories, very close call. But yes, it was exciting as well at the same time to see how a person's idea and initiative has changed and touched so many lives. Not only if it's just physical, they are just providing physical lessons or football lessons or cricket lessons or yoga lessons. No, but how it has changed and impacted other people's life. That was really, really, really inspiring for me. I am from a sports background. I'm a martial artist. I learned that art for 20 years. I'm a black belt in that. I can relate to it. Sitting in that room, I got the goosebumps on some of the applications. I was like, wow.
Sounds amazing then, and how difficult your choices were with so many fantastic people put forward, and all of them and each of them should be very proud of what they've achieved in the year then.
Absolutely. We have to be mindful that most of the year we were on and off pandemic with different mutations and everything, but still that didn't stop these people. These sports person is their motivation, is their dedications towards the passion and their passion towards the art, sports, and physical activity, and how they can spread it across the borough, providing the facility, providing their services to the residents in any way. That's their passion. And definitely, we need to acknowledge that.
Why would you say that sport is important, not just for the people who are passionate about it? Is it open for others as well?
Yes, it is definitely, I would say. It's not that if you want to be a bodybuilder or you want a six-pack ab or anything, you want to reduce weight, you just go for it. It's not just for the fitness of the body, it's for the fitness of your mind as well. There is an old saying, health is wealth. And health is not just physical health, it's a mental health as well. And sports and physical activities play a vital role in that. It helps with your building confidence. It also helps in preventing a lot of diseases at a very early stage. So it plays a very vital role.
And is it something that people can do free, or does it cost a little bit? How can people do it if they don't have much access to funds?
Reigen and Banstead has a very good offering at the moment. I would encourage all the residents to go on Reigen and Banstead website in the sports directory, look for all the events, look for all the sports clubs which are available there and where they can join the services, even at a minimal cost or for free. There's so much which is available which people can avail for free in terms of sports and physical activities, which can in return help in mental well-being and overall well-being of our lives, to be honest.
Now is Nathan Barnwell. He's the Young Sports Person of the Year.
Very well deserved.
Well, I played cricket. I had quite a good season last year. Ended up a lot better than I thought it would be in the first place. So, yeah, I was just really happy to receive that award, to be honest. I was so surprised, taken aback. I'm just once again very grateful for the award and just hope to have another great season next year. I play for Banstead Cricket Club and had a good season with Surrey under 18s last year and ended up playing some England under 19s games, went away to the World Cup.
That's fantastic. So tell us about the World Cup then.
Yeah, that was a great experience. We'd recently come back from a tour in Sri Lanka in November. So we got a bit of a feel for going away as a squad because the squad was only formed in the summer. So we got a good feel of what it's like to go away from home and play cricket. And then the World Cup was just a whole other experience. There was so much media attention for it, which is probably something we haven't dealt with before. And the standard was just through the roof. So it was great to be able to witness all of that play in some of the matches and just experience that kind of cricket from a different perspective.
Must have been brilliant. What is it that you love about cricket?
Just the different formats of the game, how it can be. Some games it's a 4-day, 3-day match, and it's a long and a lot more like a chess game. It's a lot more a lot more thinking. And then there's shorter formats games, a lot more lively and exciting for the fans probably. But there's all different skill sets and you just have to use different techniques each game. So you never know what you're going to get up on the day.
When did you first get into cricket and what inspired you to take it up?
I got in quite young. I was about 5 when I first started playing, 9 when I first started for Surrey. But my dad got me into it mainly because where he's from or where we're from, it's quite popular back in the Caribbean. So yeah, he got me into it.
Nice. How would you recommend it to other people that haven't thought about taking it up before?
I would say definitely try it out. Try and watch as much of it on TV as you can, just to try and get a grip of the game. Because for newcomers, it can be a bit daunting how many rules there are. There's quite a lot of rules and the different formats can be a little bit confusing. But I would say definitely have a look at it on TV and just go out there and just express yourself and just see what works for you. And I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Spence Ogilvy, and I was very fortunate to win the Changing Lives Award.
For going above and beyond and empowering and inspiring others. Tell me about that.
I'm a sports coach, a sports lover, have been all my life. Personally, always got so much out of sport, and kind of post the first lockdown, I had a facility hired that was doing nothing. So on one of the many Facebook groups, I just posted that Thursday evening, 6:30 till 7:30, come along, you're welcome. First week, I think I had about five or six children in this, in a huge Astro area. And then by the third and fourth week, literally 30 or 40 kids, kept posting on social media, photographs of the kids and saying how great it was. And the parents were commenting, just getting messages from parents saying, oh, my son would love to do this. However, he has ADHD, he has some behavioural issues, and it was literally just a sport for all, no boundaries, come along and we'll work it out. And literally the kids that the parents thought might be a problem, there has not been a single issue.
It's brilliant that you encourage so many children in sports. So what sort of sports are you doing with them? What is it, physical activity? What do you do?
A little bit of multi-sport. The majority of it is based around football. Obviously, you know, as we go into maybe the cricket season, we can do some kind of cricket rounders, maybe even get some of the parents involved in that. But predominantly at the moment, I suppose we do a lot of stuff with footballs, but it's not just matches, albeit, you know, the majority of children do want to just get their bibs on, put some cones down, and just, you know, literally kind of play playground football, if you like, you know, jumpers for goalposts type stuff.
But it's great for young people to be outside and enjoying fresh air and all that kind of thing.
I've always had the mentality that children have the right to play, you know, regardless of, you know, social, economics, talent. It should be every child's right just to turn up and play sport. And if they can love that, then they'll eventually get better. And who knows, maybe they'll go on and, you know, represent a team or a club or their school.
Amazing, isn't it? It's fantastic.
So I've got probably 40 odd kids at the moment. The facility can take a lot more. Some of the parents now are kind of edging closer to the Astro because they want to help out. Every Thursday, 6:30, 7:30, some voluntary donation towards the cost of the Astro. It's at Royal Alexander School in Merstham. Everyone's welcome, regardless. You know, if you think your child might enjoy it, if they don't take part in team sports for whatever reason, you know, bring them down. They might surprise you.